I'm going to be reading from the book of Lamentations, a song of lament, but also a song of promise. I'm going to be reading chapter 3, verses 19 through 26. I invite you to follow along in your Bibles or in the Bibles that are in the pew racks in front of you. Hear now God's word for us this evening. The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is wormwood and gall. My soul continually thinks of it and is bowed down within me, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. God's word for us. So here we are on the cusp of a new year. Some of you may have begun to make your New Year's resolutions, ways that you will change in the new year, weight that you will lose, debt that you will decrease, time that you will spend more wisely, and others are just praying that the year won't be so full of loss, so full of pain and despair and rejection. You see, the new year gives us a second chance, a hope of something new, the ability to shed the past hurts and pain and sorrow and transform our lives into something beautiful. Unfortunately, we often get stuck in the hopes and the dreams, and we never really make it on to the transformation. We get stuck in the dreaming, and we never truly get to the transformation. Our passage this evening begins in a place of despair and hopelessness. The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is like wormwood and gall. Those are extremely bitter things. Wormwood and gall. My affliction and my homelessness are like wormwood and gall. The author of this lament is speaking of a deep bitterness that has consumed their lives. And when they think of when you and I think of this passage, we remember the hymn that we're going to sing in a little bit, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And so we immediately want to get to the steadfast love, right? We want to get to the steadfast love and the new mercies, but we forget that it begins in a place of deep affliction and bitterness. You see, this is a lament. It was a lament of people that had been exiled, people that had been forgotten, cast out from their homes. All that they had was lost. These were people that were living in a land of deep darkness. And we are well acquainted with darkness in our world. 2017 was filled with tragedies, with hurricanes. I sometimes look at the prayer list and I think, I can't add one more tragedy. Really? Is there one more every week? Every week, major tragedies hitting people that we loved and lands that we loved. hurricanes and wildfires and mass shootings and train derailments. I mean, talk about darkness. There are whole islands that are still in darkness because of storms that occurred this year. And on a personal level, I know that many of us are walking through our own times of deep darkness, facing the loss of loved ones. I have to be honest with you, I was thrown because the first name that we read tonight was my uncle that passed away the day after Christmas. And it just hit me. I mean, there are brothers and sisters that are walking through times of deep darkness. People that are dealing with the loss of loved ones, people that are struggling with mental illness, people that are living on the street. I spoke with a woman that came to church today. She has no place to lay her head tonight. There are people that are walking in darkness, dealing with failing physical health. And in this last year, all of us have had moments of darkness. And this is part of the human condition. But what I find most surprising about darkness is the times that we choose to remain there. Fellow pastor and writer Fred Buchner reminds us that if there is terror about darkness because we cannot see, there is also terror about light. Now, follow this. There's terror about darkness because we can't see. But you see, the terror that we have with the light is that the light forces us to see things about ourselves and about our world that we would rather not see. And so there's something about the darkness that keeps us there. Because if we step into the light, we might have to see something about ourselves and about our world that we're not ready to change. The darkness allows us to keep hidden. Darkness keeps us from having to face what's really there. And each one of us has things that we hide in fear. The same goes for our world. We cloak the greatest atrocities in darkness because we'd rather pretend that they don't exist, because if they don't exist, then we don't have to change. But what if the light allowed us to see in ways that we never thought possible? What if it allowed us to transform even the darkness of our world? 8 Christmases ago, I was walking in a time of deep darkness. 1 month prior to Christmas, my mother had been diagnosed with a glioblastoma. Ted Kennedy and John McCain, they all had the glioblastoma, which is a terminal cancer. And she knew that she didn't have much time before the disease would take away her speech, would take away her ability to walk, and eventually take away her life. And it was Christmas. It was a time that we were supposed to be joyous. It was a time that was supposed to be filled with happiness. And then there were the New Year's celebrations, when everyone around me was celebrating, and all I kept thinking was, this is the year that I was going to lose my mother. This is the year that she would no longer be with me. And people would greet me, cashiers would greet me, simple greetings. They'd say good morning. And it irritated me. I remember thinking, really, really, is it a good morning? And yet, it was this time of darkness, this time when hope seemed so far out of reach, it was this time that I realized that my faith needed legs. If I believed in Jesus Christ, if I believed in what the Holy Spirit was doing in my life, then God was going to get me through this time. It was this time when I learned how to get on my knees and pray. It was this time that led me to a deeper walk, a walk that led me into this part of my life. I wouldn't be standing here, I think, if I hadn't walked through that time of darkness. It was this time when my friends prayed for me and reminded me that I was not alone. It was at this time in my life when I began to listen to God's voice and to trust God's plan. It was during this time that I began to understand more fully not only the lament in today's passage, but the hope as well. You see, this is what our passage says. It says, "I'll never forget the trouble and the utter lostness. I will never forget the taste of ashes and the poison I've swallowed. I will remember it all. Oh, how well I remember the feeling of hitting bottom. But there is one other thing that I remember. And remembering, I keep a grip on hope. You see, God's loyal love will not run out. His merciful love has not dried up. They are created new every morning. How great is your faithfulness?" You see, brothers and sisters, tonight we come together to give thanks for the past year, both the joys and the sorrows. We come before God acknowledging all the ways that we've chosen darkness over light, because we have. We come asking God's forgiveness, seeking God's presence as we enter this new year. We believe that God's mercies are new every morning. We trust that God will not leave us orphaned or alone, and we believe that God will lead us to a better place. Amen. Do you believe that? That God will lead you to a better place no matter where you've walked this past year. That God will lead you to a better place. My prayer for all of us in this new year is that God's mercies will be apparent not only in the times of great promise and joy, but even in our times of sadness and tragedy. Because as much as we want it to be, 2018 will not be perfect. I'm just going to tell you up front. It's not going to be perfect. We're going to face challenges in this next year, but God's steadfast love will not run out. God's merciful love will never end. God will walk alongside us, and God's light will shine for us and in us and through us. And this is the hope that we cling to as children of the light. This morning in our praise service, one of our members shared that her only resolution, and this is a sister that has walked through times of great darkness this past year. She lifted up and she said that her only resolution for 2018 is to grow closer to God, to deepen her faith walk. Now, John Wesley saw the New Year's Eve and watch night time of worship as a chance to recommit oneself to a more faithful walk. The Wesley Covenant Prayer is a prayer of submission, a prayer that allows us to let go and to trust God with our future. And so as we pray in this new year, let us pray together this covenant prayer, trusting that with each new day, God's mercies will be revealed in the challenges and in the joys of this new year. God will walk alongside us. God will be faithful. Great is God's faithfulness. I'm going to invite you to join in your hymnals as we pray together this prayer. Now, I'm going to warn you, if you've never prayed the Wesley Covenant Prayer, it is a prayer of submission. It is a prayer that says, "Wherever you lead, God, I will go. No matter what might be happening in our lives, I trust you, I give myself to you." It's in our hymnals, number 607. I want to invite you, let's stand as a witness to what God can do in our lives in this next year. I am no longer my own, but thine. Oh, no, let's try that one more time. We're going to really pray this prayer. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee or laid aside for thee. Exalted for thee or brought low for thee. Let me be full, let me be empty, let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine, and I am thine. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. Let's remain standing as together we sing, Great is thy faithfulness. Hymn number 140.
Great is thy faithfulness.
may be seated as we turn down the lights and enter into a time of quiet reflection as we prepare our hearts and minds, whatever it is that you still have weighing on your heart in this time. I invite you to offer it up. Offer it up to God. Ask God to take it from you, that your heart may be free. Free from the burdens that have weighed on you, free from the grief that has walked with you. Offer it up to God in this time of quiet reflection.